Item 13.
Okay, good afternoon again. Chapter 260 pertaining to designation of seed areas and the clean call areas. We received a request last month about receiving an exemption to some of the culling standards that currently exist. And this was specific at this time to the seaside of the Eastern Shore, and this has to do with hand harvest. And hand harvesting on the seaside of the Eastern Shore, they walk along the shoreline or walk along out amongst the beds. They sometimes will boat out to them. And they actually select them by market size as they go along, walking along in the bed, putting them in into mesh bags, totes, some type of container. So they're already pre-selecting their market size oysters, putting them in their containers. But then when they get back to the boat, they have to dump them back out of these bags into loose piles. So they've already stored them for market. Now they're putting them back into loose piles for the culling by law enforcement. Sometimes the oysters and having to dump them back out are getting damaged. Other issues are coming up. We spoke to law enforcement about this practice, and they said, you know, versus other issues with the loose pile arguments that have come before the commission in the past, this is not an issue for them over on the Eastern Shore. This is something they can work with the way it's handled. We just would need to adapt the regulation to work with the hand harvest method and not the general take method that's done with the dredges and everything else. So there's two sections of regulation that pertain to this. Regulation 260, Section 50, Subsection A, the culling inspection procedures. Currently it's written that any of the oysters taken from the natural beds, rocks, or shoals have to be placed in this loose pile. And also in subsection E, the inspection by the law enforcement officer shall be with a shovel, take at least one bushel at random from this pile for to look at. So what we are proposing here from staff, in agreement with the industry request, is to change it to do it work it this way. Any oysters taken lawfully by hand from these natural public beds, rocks, and shoals from the seaside of the Eastern Shore and that are held in these sacks, bags, or containers shall be culled when taken, as they are already, and placed in these sacks, bags, or containers for the inspection by the Marine Resources Commission's law enforcement officer. Now, this would be placed in subsection B. And new subsection G, for the inspection purposes specific to this, what we're looking at is an inspection of oysters harvested by hand from these waters. The law enforcement officer may select any sacks, bags, or containers at random to establish a full metallic measuring bushel for the purposes of inspection. So in this situation, wouldn't have to use the loose pile method. They can actually use a different method. But still, it's still getting to the end where we're having the inspection of the oysters. So this proposal has been advertised in the course of 282209 of the Code of Virginia. As I'm aware, we have not received any direct public comments to date on this, whether in support or against, but it was recommended initially by Mr. Chuck Carnes for RC Seafood and Oyster Virginia. Churn. The staff is recommending the adopting of amendments to Chapter 4 VAC 2260 pertaining to designation of seed areas and call areas that would make it lawful for seaside of the Eastern Shore hand harvesters of the hand harvest of oysters to be maintained in bags, sacks, and containers from the time of harvest to the time of sale and provide the criteria, as I've already noted, for the purpose of inspection by law enforcement. It is a public hearing.
Joe, this has been through our regulatory review committee.
It has.
Correct, with law enforcement taking a look at it.
Everyone's in agreement.
Okay, thank you. Questions of Mr. Grist? Seeing none, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone who wishes to comment on the proposed measure? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission. Mr. Palmer.
I spoke to a fellow from Eastern Shore just the other day named Jeff Hammer. We were talking about bagging oysters and putting them in orange baskets rather than on the deck, and he said a lot of the guys over there have been asking about that. It's making the guys do the same work over and over and over again to take them and put them in the boat, put them on the deck, shovel them back out, and count them and everything else. And having said that, I'd like to make a motion to adopt staff recommendation.
I have a motion to approve the amendments to 260, seconded by Mr. Tankard. Comments on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. The regulation is amended. There was a similar issue before we move off this agenda item. You going to speak to that, Jim?
Well, just make sure that Mr. Palmer understands this is what Mr. Hammer is asking about is the dredging in the bay.
I understand that.
Yeah,
we discussed other things besides
right.
that, and that's
yeah.
going to come up in the future, but not today.
Yes, sir. Okay.
I just want to make sure the commission is aware that we've received other requests from Tangier and elsewhere, correct?
Yeah, we get them constantly.
Is this all the same thing?
Okay. No, that's about the same.
Okay. Rob, you want to talk a little bit?
I've responded to the letters that have come in from Tangier, both from wives of somewhat elderly oyster harvesters, but also harvesters themselves. And the orange basket issue has been around since last year. And at the last meeting we had with the Regulatory Review Committee, which is our in-house committee. It has all divisions have representatives. You have someone from Administration, Finance, Habitat, Fisheries, and Law Enforcement. And it had some traction for a while, but at the end, Law Enforcement did not support it. And I think that this issue is going to come back through the Regulatory Review Committee because there's more impetus behind it to go to these orange baskets. I think the situation will be that at that time you'll want to hear from law enforcement when it gets before the 2013-14 oyster season. I think just with the issue that Joe Grist presented, law enforcement, and I think I was in that Regulatory Review Committee, they can support the idea that culling takes place with what you just adopted with the bags or the sacks. But at the same time, in the mind of some in enforcement, it's sort of a precedent-setting situation where they don't have that open pile that has been here for a long time and that law enforcement generally feels they have the best chance of being able to take a sample to find undersized oysters. At the same time, law enforcement did eventually say for this issue, it is a little bit different with the hand harvest. But when this gets bigger before the 2013-14 season and it's proposed to extend to other areas, that's when I think you'll have to have real information from all involved, enforcement and fisheries. And we'll just go from there.
Given the volume of public comment we've had on that issue, I don't want to dismiss the issue at this point. I encourage staff to continue to give it some thought and perhaps have the Shellfish Committee evaluate it and then bring us something back this spring or summer to address it. I don't know where it'll lead us, but I think the public deserves their chance to have their say. That's all I'm looking for.
And it is very different on Seaside because the code already gives them an exemption that they don't even have to sell in baskets.
Right.
So, that's right. Why it's always been done that way over there.
Yeah.